Erkey today.
What does a show pig in Minneapolis and a Canadian turkey flock, what do they have in common? If you were thinking H1N1, ding, 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 you are correct. Details on that story. What's next? No bail for bad boy Polanski. Do we care? Oh, Switzerland, not neutral on this one. A new study says the internet is altering our brains. Oh, my. We're going to walk around like a band of mushy folks who can't really, I guess, absorb anything other than the nonsense that's hitting us backwards and forwards, right? In fact, here I am at a satellite facility broadcasting America Tonight. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, if you've never heard the show. While the rest of the crew is at our plush Minneapolis studios, first of all, trying to figure out how we can get an interview with the owner of that show pig that has the swine flu. And in the meantime, that internet turning your brains to mush theory, they're testing it out apparently, watching goofy, goofy, silly videos, I guess, in the background somewhere. Maybe it's good I'm at the satellite facility. Would we ever get any work done? Speaking of work, let's talk about a poll. You know how I like these polls. You can manipulate them any way you want. Well, for the first time since he took over in the White House, apparently Americans don't see, eye to eye with President Obama. Are you shocked? On the important issues anyway, this is this new national poll that's been released. The CNN Opinion Research Corporation survey does say that a majority approve of how the president is handling his duties as president. It's interesting because today I heard an opposite thing. According to the CNN poll, though, released on Tuesday, 48% of the people questioned say they agree with the prez on the issues that matter most to them. 51% said no. Boy, that's a big switch from April. 57% said they agreed with the president on the big issues. So this is an interesting time. It's starting to hit in all corners, I think. More people are saying that they're independent rather than Democrat or Republicans lately anyway. And a lot of those same people that pushed for Obama to get in office are not happy so far in the, 9 months into this thing because the controversial issues aren't completely solved, obviously. When we have 1,500 pages plus for the current form of the health care bill sitting around for the senators to peruse and how they'll ever pass it, forget about it. Not to mention what's going on in the financial world. They're supposedly going to cap some real regulations and whatnot on the guys on Wall Street by the end of the month. But dare I say, the lobbyists are pushing hard, and I bet you there's not going to be a lot of teeth in that. Also, what's happening in Afghanistan? I mean, we talk about that constantly here on this show. So here's some more meat to this poll for what it's worth. 55% of the people questioned say they approve of the handling of his duties anyway, Obama-wise, right? 43% disapprove. 55% approval rating is down 3 points from September. Most recent national polls actually put the president's approval rating probably in the low to mid-50s by my calculation. Most Americans over the age of 65 disapprove of how the president is handling his job. So there's much more to this poll, I think. Overall, to me, what it shows is, here we go again. It seems as though in looking at this poll, because we just had another one that was a little bit different last month, are people changing their mind? Are, like I said, are a lot of people not liking what they're seeing from the Anita Dunns? When Anita Dunn says, well, you know, basically we control the media. Remember White House Flack comes out, says that, starts to attack Fox News. And it's not that everybody wants to protect Fox News, but that started the conversation here on this show and many other shows as to why would the president really care what any news organization is talking about that much. I mean, collectively and perhaps in the approval department, if you had poll after poll, sure, there could be some concerns there. Because remember, what are the people around the president trying to do? They are dancing as fast as they can. Any president, I don't care who it is, they are dancing as fast as they can to get another term. They want 8 years, not just 4 years, right? So why not, instead of all the things that are going on, because now there's been this push with fundraising. You know, lately there's been a lot of parties at the White House, and it's all for fundraising. Not all of them, but a lot of it has been for fundraising for the Democrats and all that sort of stuff. So I'm thinking, let's forget the parties for a while, because we're coming up on the holiday season anyway, and then there's going to be, you know, state affairs to host at the White House. Focus on unemployment, that economic stimulus. What did that do? Now, there are some numbers I think that we can all agree on. You know, they're pretty straightforward. Almost 10% unemployment. Wow. I mean, that's incredible. And that doesn't even count people who are underemployed. And the underemployed, pretty much from all the people that I've talked to, all the analysts I've talked to, they really say it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 17%. That is a giant number, 17%. So the point of telling you about this cockamamie CNN poll is just that obviously half of the country disagrees with the president on all the major issues, whether it's Afghanistan, healthcare reform, the economy, and what's happening to the cats on Wall Street. So that's not a good number, no matter how you slice that or manipulate it or whatever you do with that. I mentioned the thing about the turkey flock, so I feel like I should explain so I don't set off a wave of panic. Of course, because we have so many of our friends listening in Canada. Turkeys in the Canadian province of Ontario have become infected, they say, with the H1N1 flu virus, but no birds or eggs from the farm entered the food supply, so I guess that's a sigh of relief, right? But here's the thing. If you're working with farm animals, do you need to be vaccinated for the seasonal flu and the pandemic H1N1 flu strain? If you listen to our last show, and I'm hoping to get it posted on AmericaTonight.net, we had Dr. Len Horowitz on, who has huge credentials from Harvard, and who cares that he's written 15 or 16 books. But, boy, he traced and connected the dots for us on this vaccination and the rubber stamping of the FDA. And he's the second doctor to come on, because we had others that said the vaccine is fine. But he's the second doctor to come on and say, do not get this vaccination. So here we go again. They're almost wanting to make it mandatory, and this is Canada, but they're almost wanting to make it mandatory there that anybody who's working with any kind of animals, they have a big risk for the virus. So they are suggesting they should get these vaccines. So far, though, the Canadian Food Inspection Agency, they're not pushing that over the top and suggesting they should demand that across the country. But stay tuned. Who knows if it goes that way? You know, the outbreak of the H1N1 flu among turkeys in Chile was discovered back in August. It was also the first case of the virus being found outside of humans and pigs. So I think you take note, and I think you pay attention to what Dr. Horowitz told us and a couple of other folks that we've had, and you make the decision yourself, obviously. But we can see that the health workers in New York who were told you have to get the shot because you're working with people, and if you don't get it, there was the threat of being fired. And then, of course, they sort of backed down on that a little bit. Coming up on the flip side, Halloween.
When you're ready to purify your family's drinking water
and save money,
when you're ready to remove contaminants like chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, pharmaceutical drugs, and even iron and rust from your water
and save money,
when you're ready to enjoy crisp, clean water
and save money,
go to purewaterfreedom.com.
How much will you save at purewaterfreedom.com?
Our competition sells fluoride filters between $150 and $200. Our price, $99. They sell reverse osmosis systems for $600. Our under-sink reverse osmosis osmosis system is only $249. PureWaterFreedom.com offers state-of-the-art water filters for every application for home or office. And our whole house fluoride water filters include a 10-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get details today at PureWaterFreedom.com or speak to a water purification specialist by calling 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Now the best filtered water in the world comes at the best price at PureWaterFreedom.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
I'll tell you, do you believe in ghosts? That's my first question. I have met, honestly, a couple of people in my life who have had paranormal experiences, and we have had several people on this show, and they're definitely very, very convincing. In fact, we even had somebody who was paid to sort of be a ghost hunter and said it was a difficult thing to do. It was just a side thing, but they were truly writing books about haunted places and whatnot. Well, imagine growing up in a place that was haunted. Bill Bean, who's been a guest before on this show, we love Bill Bean. He's a guy who wrote the book Dark Force. And you might remember that his true life story was featured on the Discovery Channel. And it was the episode, The House of the Dead. It's been on a ton of different times. It still might be running, actually, because I know that I have seen it not too far in the distant past. So anyway, so Bill is one of those survivors, and he knows what that experience is like and seriously how terrifying it can be. Bill, always good to have you on the show. Thanks for coming back.
Thank you so much, Kate. It's an honor and a pleasure to be on with you, and thank you for having me back.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to wind this back a little bit because I'm sure there's some people who are listening to this for the first time, and they might not have caught you before, or they might not have seen the feature on the Discovery Channel or had a chance to see your book, and they don't know your story. You grew up in a house in Maryland that had what could truly be called a demonic force. Tell the listeners what happened and how those signs started to appear so your family knew something wasn't right.
Yeah, well, it all began in 1970 when we moved into this three-bedroom ranch-style home located in Glen Burnie, Maryland. And 2 days after we moved in, my mother was the first to have a paranormal experience, and it occurred while she was unpacking boxes in the living room. My father had taken, I have an older sister and younger brother, he had taken us to his parents' house for the day to leave my mother alone and let her unpack and organize. And it was while she was doing this that she felt the presence come up behind her, and she thought in her mind that it was my father sneaking back into the house playing a joke on her. And she spun around, fully anticipating to see him. And to her surprise and shock, nothing or no one was there. So as you can imagine, she was taken aback by it. She was unnerved. She was, however, able to eventually collect herself and go back to doing what she was doing. And then it wasn't long after that that one of the bedroom doors slammed shut by itself. And that was enough to make her go outside until we returned. So that's where it began. It began with those gradual things, the feelings of presence and the noises and the doors shutting and chairs rocking and footsteps and things like that, and it gradually escalated into violent physical attacks on us from these entities.
And when you say violent physical attacks, give us examples of that.
Well, the first experience I had, a physical experience, was in 1971. I was 5 years old, and something woke me from my sleep in my bed. And my brother and I shared the first bedroom on the right down the hallway in the house. And middle of the night, asleep in our beds, and something woke me from that sleep. And I couldn't see anyone or anything there. I knew something or someone was there. And I got very scared and upset. You know, I couldn't see anything. Even as my eyes adjusted to the dark, I couldn't see anyone there. And I got out of bed. I was going to go in and get my parents and wake them up. And as I did that, a tremendous force grabbed me by my shoulders and slammed me back on the bed and pinned me to the bed. I felt like I was paralyzed. And I can't describe in words the sheer amount of terror that I was experiencing at that moment. I've given hundreds of interviews, and each and every time I talk about this, you know, it just brings chills because it puts me back into that situation. But I just felt like I was going to die. I felt like... my heart was going to jump out of my body. I tried to scream out for my parents, and my mouth wouldn't even work. The only thing that seemed to be working for me at that time were my eyes. And many horrible things were happening during the course of this. It seemed like it was lasting for hours. I'm sure it was only several minutes. But in Dark Force, it does go into detail and describe the events. But it ended with the appearance of this divine manifestation. This angelic lady suddenly appeared at the foot of my bed, and as this apparition manifested, all the horrible things that were happening to me suddenly stopped. And this lady was a beautiful lady with long blonde hair. She had a white gown, I want to say probably very pale blue, and it was glowing. She was glowing and shimmering. And I felt so much love and peace and comfort from this entity. And again, I have no doubt that it was a divine angelic entity. And the most incredible part of it is this being looked exactly like my mother. And I wasn't the only one to see her. Mm. This angelic manifestation actually helped my mother on several occasions as well. And, you know, aside from my mother, other family members and friends saw this lady as well.
So when, okay, these things occur, I mean, that's amazing hearing you recount that again.
Yeah.
I feel the same way when I hear that story. Chills just run down my back. I mean, it's just crazy. So that happens, the family deals with all this, and so what do you do? Do you have an exorcism on the house? I mean, what do you do when the house is, you're talking about violent attacks and whatnot?
Yeah.
Who do you go to? What did your parents do?
I'm going to try and be as brief as possible. I know we don't have much time. So my father, who was a very good man, was really affected by this. My sister was the first to get out of there. She ran away in the middle of the night, 1973, and married a young man in the neighborhood just to get out of there. She couldn't take it anymore. And then my father came under attack, spiritual attack, and he changed from a very good family man, hardworking family man, to a raging alcoholic. Mm-hmm. Who began to physically abuse my mother from 1973 to 1975, nearly killing her on several occasions. I can recall being 8 years old having to run and call the police on my father because he was killing my mother. Now, I have no doubt, based on what I witnessed, that my father was under demonic influence. When he was in these drunken stupors, these demonic entities were able to enter him and actually fuel his rage towards my mother. So thank God he left us in 1975, because had he not, I'm convinced they would have killed her. So after he left, my mother, who suffered more than any other person I've ever known in my life, came under physical attack, regular physical attack, from the entities. Two demonic entities in particular were regularly assaulting her. And I'm sorry to say that this abuse continued even up until the day she died. So just an awful thing. We got a priest. He was involved for the last 16 months that we lived there. And I'm sorry to say that the activity grew even more violent and more intense with his involvement. It got to the point where he was bringing mason jars full of holy water to the house. But I've learned one thing, Kate, and here's the blessing. This story is horrible. It's disturbing. It's tragic. It's sad. There's a lot of negative aspects to my story. However, the main theme is the most important theme, and it is certainly a positive one. Through all of these hardships and tragedies, because, as you know, some of my family members didn't survive. Neither of my parents lived to see the age of 50. But through all this, the great thing is that God delivered me from this. And I am a living miracle man, a living witness to the power of God. And I would urge anyone out there, and I won't beat anybody over the head with the Bible, but I'm a person that has truly experienced some of the most horrific things imaginable that a human being can experience. And I'm a living witness to the power of Almighty God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. And I can never thank God and praise God enough for delivering me from that.
Wow, Bill Bean, so well said. What a way to end this interview. Pick up the book, Dark Force. It is a page-turner, and just as Bill said, you saw how things progressed for him, and we know we've had other people on who have talked about similar experiences, so we know they do exist. Bill, thanks so much. We appreciate you coming on the show again, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you so much, Kate. God bless you, and I look forward to speaking with you again.
All right, you too. Thanks, Bill. Ooh, can you imagine? Mason jars full of holy water. That's how bad it was in that house. And as Bill has told us before, you know, there's always that doubt and people thinking, oh, are they making up stories? I mean, this is a real-life poltergeist. I mean, are these people crazy, and how can this be? I mean, it's hard to stretch your imagination that way, right? Right, coming up on the flip side, a real-life horror story of a different sort. I'll give you the details coming up.
Tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface, wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants, contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
From the Catholic Church. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Let's hit some hot headlines for you. This was a big one. The Vatican has now said it worked out a way. I love that song. For groups of Anglicans who are dissatisfied with their faith to jump back into the Catholic Church. Check this out. If you remember your history, it happens, I guess if I'm doing my math right, about 450 years after King Henry VIII broke from Rome and created the Church of England, which, of course, was the forerunner of the Anglican Communion. Now, here's what's happened. Now that the Catholics say, the Catholic Church is saying, "Well, hey, we'll take you in," it enables groups of Anglicans to become Catholics and recognize the Pope as their leader. Wow! What would Henry VIII think? So the parishes would actually be led by former Anglican clergy, and that includes a bunch who are married. They'd be ordained as Catholic priests and would move on from there. So that sets up a whole process for Anglicans, clergy, and lay people to enter the Catholic Church while retaining their forms of worship and, I guess, other Anglican traditions. I think this is just so huge. The Catholic Church says they're responding to the requests that have been submitted to the Holy See from groups of the clergy and faithful in different parts of the world who want to enter into full visible communion. So they expect that there's going to be a lot of people who are going to do this. So you're talking about married Anglican priests that can be ordained as Catholic priests. Wow. that's the same doesn't happen, of course, to Catholic priests. They can't get married. So now these Anglican priests can be ordained. That's crazy. I mean, crazy in the sense of the traditional Catholic Church, right? So here's the deal. I guess the stipulation in this whole thing is that they retain the Anglican rites so that they can somehow meld the two. That the Vatican is saying, okay, you know, we can work this out and we can meld the two in these circumstances. But you can imagine what these meetings have been like. The biggest difference is what they're saying between the two churches. The biggest thing would be the Pope deal and also the married Anglicans, different obviously from the Catholic priests. So, hey, there a bunch of the groups are saying they wanted more unity with the Catholic Church. But like I said, this is a pretty big break. I'm thinking of when I watched the Tudors and I was watching all the Catholics get hung and beheaded. Oh, what a difference a whole bunch of centuries make. Wow. A big, big difference to say the least. I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, that's my two cents. All right, so we move on from that big story to this one right now, wherever you are. If you're outside, if you're laying in bed, go to the window. If you live in a rural area especially, but it doesn't have to just be there. If, for example, you're headed home from a shift somewhere, all of you guys in Kentucky, coming back from the plant, the Orionid meteor shower is supposed to put on a pretty decent show, and mostly in the pre-dawn hours, so that's coming up, seeing those shooting stars that will develop, and they're just little. All of a sudden, you'll see them kind of like a pea, kind of grain size, and they just vaporize into the atmosphere. NASA says, if you want a better description of it, sort of like flakes of comet dust, which is what it is, hitting the atmosphere. They give you dozens of meteors per hour. So people in cities and suburbs will see fewer meteors because the brightest will be overpowered by the lights, of course. So the best viewing is from those of you that are out in the country. The moon isn't a factor in most places because you have dark skies. In looking across at a map of the U.S., that's pretty much what I've seen. So your peak time to see this will probably be, look at your watches, 3 a.m. Pacific time, and just kind of go from there. The closer to those pre-dawn hours, the better chance. Now, since 2006, the Orionids have, I guess, been one of the best showers of the year. They've counted like 60 or more meteors per hour. Boy, wouldn't I love to see that, just to have some great viewing place somewhere and you could just chill and see what you can see. Of course, telescopes and binoculars, if you're running to the closet to get that, forget that. The meteors move too quickly. It's all about just having the right view and looking at the right time and actually catching it. Now, predicting meteor showers, they say, is pretty tricky because of the debris that comes from all these different streams. For example, like every time the comet Halley passes around the sun on its orbit every 76 years or so, it lays down, you know, more debris for the Earth to plow through. In the years that follow, the tracks spread out and mingle over time, and we pass through the tracks each October during the 365-day cycle, the, you know, circular trek around the sun. I think it's absolutely fascinating. But it's funny, I would have absolutely raced to go get some kind of a telescope or my binoculars out or whatever, and I guess it wouldn't matter if I were able to do that. It's just about viewing area and if you're lucky to see the shooting stars and just happen to be at the right place at the right time. Very, very cool, though, I have to say that. Hey, coming up around the bend, we're going to have this day in history, birthdays, and news you can abuse. We're going to make sure that we squeeze all of that in. A couple of other quick things that I wanted to try to squeeze in to the header segment. I remember being on the air, and we were talking about the shocker of NFL quarterback Steve McNair's death with the girlfriend killing him, and apparently more things have been revealed. There was some texting that the cops felt kind of told a story here, and I guess on the morning of July 4th, the girlfriend of the former NFL quarterback texted him saying she was stressed and needed money to pay bills and, you know, I need a break and all that other sort of stuff. And so then they were found fatally shot to death in the Nashville condominium that he had. And police ruled, of course, their deaths a murder-suicide. Awful, awful ending for Steve McNair, and just a strange deal. Wife said she had completely no idea about this girl and what was happening there. And certainly nobody knew that it was that twisted, but that's what happened. All right, as I mentioned, coming up on our next show, we're going to talk with the son of a politician who would like to be the senator from Kentucky, Rand Paul. Actually, really like this guy's ideas, which gave me the thought to have him on. And I think I've already mentioned this, but I happened to catch him on Neil Cavuto, and he was talking mostly financial, obviously, there with CNBC. But there are other things related to finance, like the cost of the healthcare reform, his thoughts on that. He's a doctor, and Federal Reserve, of course, in our money process, and just also the way things work in Washington. The logjam that we constantly talk about here and how much time it takes to get these bills passed and all the nonsense. It's like barnacles. These amendments, barnacles all over the place on these bills that you can't even decipher anymore what you're wiping off and what you're keeping. And then suddenly you find out, oh, that's right, that was in that bill. They put that in there at the last second, and really I had no idea. And that's a sad thing. I mean, the government is we the people, but the way things move, we barely know what a bill contains and what's being discussed as possibly being a future law that you and I are going to have to live by. And we don't really know too much about it, not because we're ill-informed, because there are ways to inform yourself, but because even the guys that are voting on it are ill-informed because they haven't been able to dissect it because it makes no sense, and suddenly there are a lot of things that are stuck to it. Or, again, it's just too many ridiculous pages you could never get through unless you did nothing else but looked at a bill. Now, that, of course, that's what you do. That's what we do. We talk about what does this mean, what does this say. But there are always things that you miss that get thrown onto it, and you have, no idea what ultimately your senator, your congressperson is voting for. I've said this a couple of times throughout the show, but if you just tuned in, as far as Afghanistan, a runoff election scheduled for November 7th, there was all that election fraud that invalidated thousands of votes. So Hamid Karzai will go against his former foreign minister, Abdullah. And, you know, who knows, this almost could be a coin flip because Abdullah apparently had many more votes than was originally thought. And there were so many complaints about the voting process and the results from that August election that Karzai had less than 50%. I think they had to go in this direction, really had absolutely no choice. It's a good thing that Karzai, I think, is going to participate in the runoff, because then it'll be much more legitimate should he be the guy who wins. But if Abdullah wins, then it's a brand new government. May have similarities, but you've got a different guy in place, and that means the United States and many of the United States allies, obviously will be dealing with somebody completely new unless they met him in his capacity as the foreign minister. The thought is that Karzai will win this, even in the runoff situation. But November 7th is the date, so forget anything moving in Afghanistan. The president considering sending more troops, just completely frozen because they've got to settle this election before the U.S. makes any decision on troop levels. All right, as I said, we get some interesting twists on what happened in history. Hang with us.
If you always thought an emu was a large, flightless Australian bird not much good for anything, you'd be, well, very wrong. Introducing ValleyViewEmus.com. Valley View Emus is a small, woman-owned family farm in Fenimore, Wisconsin, operated by Betty Lou Kaufman. Betty Lou assures you life gets better when you reap the health and wellness benefits of her high-quality emu products. A full line of the highest quality emu oils, lotions, craft products, pet care, and emu meats. The health benefits of emu oil alone will amaze you. Learn more about the complete line of emu products at ValleyViewEmus.com. And when you're ready, go right to the online shopping cart to place your order. Valley View Emus offers a 30-day money-back guarantee on all sales. Visit ValleyViewEmus.com. That's Valley, ValleyViewEmus.com. Or call Betty Lou toll-free at 877-436-8537. Valley View Emus, where farm to fresh means quality and care.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
What happens in the battle of the White House versus Wall Street? By the way, Oprah versus Sarah Palin, overwhelmingly Sarah Palin, at least in this show, because I got enough email. And between Matt, Don, and I speaking about it, it seemed to jar a few people out of their slumber. And overwhelmingly, Sarah Palin wins the celebrity death match, yeah, if you will. Her claymation character eventually pretty much cut Oprah in half, according to some of the emails that I've read. Rough day of interviewing the former governor of Alaska for Oprah Winfrey. All right, stretch drive time, and we got to get to a lot, so let's certainly jump to it. As I said, we're going to do today in history and news you can abuse. But also, as I mentioned, Wall Street and what's happening with the White House. We're talking about regulations. Wall Street not real psyched, I'm sure, about that. But should the government have its hands in what's going on in Wall Street based on almost the collapse of our government. I could say almost our government, but a collapse of our financial system anyway, if you wind the clock back a year. And, of course, the big-time bailout that infuriated people and now has led to bonuses for some of the companies that initially had to be bailed out. The president criticizes the reckless speculation and deceptive, what he calls, practices and short-sightedness and self-interestedness. Boy, that's a mouthful. From a few, you know, banks and other financial institutions. They don't want the regulation. Of course they don't want the regulation. Absolutely they don't want it. They just want to be able to do what they want to do. Not that I'm about regulation, because you know I'm for much smaller government. Anyway, here's what Rahm Emanuel from the White House had to say.
They're now back trying to fight a consumer offices and the type of protections that will prevent another type of situation where the economy is taken over the cliff by the actions taken on Wall Street and the financial market. And that is what's frustrating people.
It is frustrating people when you think of Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, and then you hear $140 billion in bonuses. You know, hey, I'm all about capitalism, but there's just something creepy and evil about just gouging over and over again. How a CEO of a company makes 500 times what the employee makes when the company is sinking, then he bails and gets another gig for big, huge dollars. I don't get. I wish that I could be part of that network and just dish out some of that coin to all of you who are struggling. Because I think it's greed at its very worst. There's nothing wrong with making a great living or a good living or an incredible living, but 500 times, and when you have people that you have to lay off and cut out, And that's not all companies, but some of them certainly. How about this for news you can abuse? Imagine this. From Wisconsin, police in Wisconsin report arresting a Massachusetts guy who took a Honda for a 1,000-mile road trip. Yeah. He's also accused of taking the sales guy. Alec Cott was pulled over by a Wisconsin trooper for speeding and reckless driving. He's expected to be returned to Massachusetts to face charges of kidnapping, larceny, and unarmed robbery. They say Cott and a Honda salesman took the car for a test drive last week. Cott refused to return to the dealership. The salesman bailed out of a toll booth near the Massachusetts state line, and the rest is history. Dude, you don't get to drive the car that far. What a fool. From New York, praying for a seat won't work for some New York subway riders. A month-long atheist ad campaign begins next Monday in the Big Apple at the subway stations. The ad says this: a million New Yorkers are good without God, are you? An umbrella organization called Coalition of Reason is behind the atheism ads. The $25,000 campaign, is being funded with an anonymous donation. How about that? You can bet that's going to stir up I think a little bit of controversy anyway for some of the subway riders. Some of them won't even pay attention. That's New York. But it'll definitely make news other than America Tonight. There'll be a lot of people talking about it. Great Neck, New York, or Long Island. The vines are getting one congressman's goat, and now the goats are going to get the vines, so to speak. A community park on Long Island is being overrun by thick and thorny vines. That's a problem, right? The park is in a protected wetlands area, so chemicals can't be used. Congressman Gary Ackerman's aides are saying they've contacted the White House over the summer for help. About a dozen goats are coming to Kings Point Park to munch on the foliage, and 11 AmeriCorps volunteers will also spend 6 weeks helping to clear out the cat green briar. Wow. Call the White House, get a few goats. They had action. They had some satisfaction. What about the rest of us? All right, and finally, this from News You Can Abuse. New Hampshire has an official state fruit. Did you know it? The pumpkin. And an official state dog, the Chinook. Now there are some school kids who feel the state should have an official drink. Students from the Jaffrey Grade School are lobbying state lawmakers to make apple cider the state beverage. Oh, I concur. They convinced their state rep, Bonnie Mitchell, to sponsor the cider bill. Mitchell's saying, you know, there's a serious point to being made with things like the state flower, bird, or insect. She says the experience will teach the kids about the legislative process and how slowly it works and turns. All right, today in history, it is October 21st. Just so you know, there are 71 days left in the year. A couple of highlights. 1797, the U.S. Navy frigate Constitution, also known as Old Ironsides, was christened in Boston's harbor. In 1879, Tom Edison perfected a workable electric light at his lab in Menlo Park, New Jersey. That's huge, right? In 1960, Democrat John F. Kennedy and Republican Richard Nixon clashed in their fourth and final presidential debate in New York. But how much did Nixon sweat? Some say that's what really made him lose everything. In 1969, beat poet and author Jack Kerouac died in St. Petersburg, Florida, at the age of 47. Boy, he's written some great stuff. 10 years ago, here's what happened. France's highest court upheld the conviction of Maurice Papon, the former official who'd fled France rather than face prison for his role in sending Jews to Nazi death camps. Papon was captured in Switzerland and deported the following day. That was huge. And now we jump from news you can abuse quickly to some birthdays that I think you'll recognize. Actress, author Carrie Fisher, you remember Star Wars, Princess Leia, 53 years old. Rock singer Manfred Mann is 69 years old. Also celebrating birthday, TV's Judge Judy. Can you guess how old Judge Judy is? Boy, she's got a sweet gig. 67 years old. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is 60 years old. Also celebrating a birthday on the other end of the spectrum. Personality Kim Kardashian is 29 years old. Actor Jeremy Miller is 33 years old. Celebrating a birthday from Toto, rocker Steve Lukather is 52 years old. Musician Charlotte Caffey from the Go-Go's, remember the Go-Go's, Vacation All I Ever Wanted, 56 years old. And actor Matt Dallas is 27 years old. If you're celebrating a birthday, once again, happy birthday to you. Take comfort in knowing that you and Elvin Bishop, the singer, are both blowing out the candles on the cake. Although he is 67 years old, you might be younger, you might be a little bit older. As my grandfather used to say to me when I was a kid, any day on your 2 feet above ground is a good day.
Good night, America.